Hey, y'all, this is Heather McFadyen.
And Cynthia Yanoff.
Welcome to season one of Sidetracked. What you're about to hear originally aired on the Don't Mom Alone podcast.
And so for your convenience, we've put all of our Sidetracked episodes in one place. So enjoy.
Enjoy. I don't feel like that's a phrase you should say.
No, don't say that. That's worse than SpongeBob Cherry Bomb exhaust system.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadyen, and this is the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode, it is week four of our Summer of Mentorship. This summer, I've invited my friend, Cynthia Yanoff, the host of the Mesmerize podcast, to join me as we answer your listener questions. This week's question comes from a mom who has a 6 and 8 year old daughter, and her 8 year old is going on 18. She's struggling with disrespect and communication. And so we're going to do our best, as always, to answer with the little bit of wisdom we have and a lot of snark and humor. Let's get right to it. This is episode 417. Here we go. I was not allowed to watch Smurfs growing up. Have you heard of Smurfs?
Because I've heard of Smurfs.
What? Gargamel. It sounded like gargoyle. Yeah, and it was like their little demons.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. My friend wasn't allowed to watch Flintstones because Fred was selfish.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
I wasn't. What were you not allowed to watch?
Okay, I'm going to date myself like massively. Okay, I couldn't watch Three's Company because, let me just tell you, Google it, everyone. I couldn't watch Three's Company because they were cohabitating. It was...
Oh, totally not allowed to watch
Two Girls and a Guy, right?
Totally not allowed to watch that. But Bosom Buddies was okay.
I was okay, yeah. It,
which I they're like cross-dressing.
That's true. They were.
That was okay. But the living in the same
right
apartment, bad.
Facts of Life. I wasn't allowed to watch that because my parents... I don't think my parents knew what the facts were. What were the facts of the life? They never watched it.
Was it a show about... premarital sex?
No, I don't know. It's like facts a bunch of girls that lived in a, I think, a boarding.
Oh yeah, you know, they were like, a little bit sassy though, weren't they?
They were sassy. Massively.
Maybe you were sassy. Maybe you were sassy.
I was. I'm still sassy. If we are
making big bucks on the sassy.
We're making. People are listening to our sass. And then like with your kids though, Heather, I know with mine, like what were they make fun of me now? I was SpongeBob free zone. No SpongeBob. He said B-U-T-T.
No SpongeBob. Still no SpongeBob.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
But the things that my older boys watch
now, I'm like, SpongeBob's got nothing.
I would blush. Like, you know, even the cartoon things.
Well, it's because Netflix one of your sponsors?
No.
We love you, Netflix.
No.
If you want to sponsor our Patreon.
No, Patreon.
It's because Netflix is putting in these like things where they're like TV 8 or whatever. And I'm like, no, ma'am. That's like TV 14. It's very confusing. And so.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
It's too hard. But like, it doesn't even matter really what they watch. I mean.
They're going to hear.
I don't know about you. Like, my kids have done shocking things. I mentioned a face tattoo in the last episode, but like when my 16-year-old, when I said, what do you want for your birthday? And he said, a gold chain, which he still wears and is known for wearing. I had to remember this is not a hill to die on.
No, the easy yeses.
The easy yes, but it was something that I was like, doesn't fit. That's fine. You want to wear that. That's going to be you looking back at your pictures.
Yeah.
In the like your future self saying, what was I thinking? He loves it. It's his gold chain. Does your son wear gold chains?
Yes. Hey, I'm bringing in my huge Dr. Pepper cup to cheers for the easy yeses. Easy yeses. Another piercing in the ear when my daughter wanted one doubles. I'm like, done.
No, but when I got up here, the top.
The cartilage thing?
The cartilage at the top.
No, ma'am.
In college, my dad made a comment. He said, I thought you wanted to be a doctor.
Well, you're sure not going to do that with that piercing. Thank you. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I'm here for the easy yeses, and the gold chain is an easy yes. And let me tell you something about the gold chain. Brett Yanoff, my high schooler, has not one, not two. He wears three to four chains.
But it's a baseball thing, right?
It's a baseball thing. And so, yes, it's a baseball culture thing. And so at one of the games, an umpire went hardcore and he was up to bat and he's like, no jewelry. And all the game stops and all the stands filled with parents watch as he takes off chain number one, but he has on batting gloves. He has to take off batting gloves. Chain number one, hands it to the catcher. Chain number two. And I know what's happening. Hands at the catcher. About third chain in, like the stands are dying laughing. He takes that off. I mean, I'm like, I'm going to crawl under here. But then I also want to be like, people, if this that's all, this is nothing. This the is four nothing. Chains.
That's not, what else is?
I got one more for you. Are you ready for this? Heather and friends. He came in the other day at and he works. He makes some money and we don't dictate too much on how they spend their own money after they do the right things with it first. And so he says, hey, I just bought a Cherry Bomb exhaust system. And I was like, I'm going to stop you at Cherry Bomb, sir. Do I call the feds? Or is like this,
are we going to, you're going to get kicked out of school.
Like what's going on? No, are you going to do time?
Like, I don't feel like that's a phrase you should say.
No, don't say that. That's worse than SpongeBob Cherry Bomb exhaust system. And I'm like, okay, tell me more, because that's what moms do. You think 3,000 thoughts of this is the end. This is the beginning of the end. And then you say, tell me more. And it turns out I didn't want to hear more, actually, but he bought an exhaust system that he had put on his truck because he's got his license. And so like this was like, I'm gonna do this thing, man. And it, when he starts his car, it will blow you out of your bed. It is like, whoa, the loudest thing. Like, I'm like, what just happened? And I knew when he said he bought it and he was it was getting installed or whatever. I'm like, huh? I'm like, okay, well, is it street legal and blah, blah. And so I'm like, easy yes. Well, that was dumb. The kid comes home and I heard him a block away. No lie. I'm like, what?
He's not sneaking out. Here's the good news. He's not sneaking out unless he's pushing that truck down the street. He is not sneaking out in the middle of the night.
I mean, is there a low-flying plane, a World War II plane coming in? Or is that Brett Yanoff? No, it's Brett Yanoff. And he comes, woo. Sometimes for good measure, he puts it neutral and revs it on the way by the house just to see if it gets a rise out of me because my office is in the front. And so if I'm podcasting.
If you're like podcasting.
Yeah, I'm like, thank you. That was
no, I can hear mine.
It's a flyby.
Coming down the street with the music coming out of his car.
Yes, you can.
I can hear it from inside the house.
Uh-huh.
The music.
We're home.
We're home.
Yeah.
It's helpful for the neighbors who have toddlers and new babies.
To like grab your children, guard your
loins. It makes them have gratitude for the season that they're in because we are quite the show across the street with all, and we get caution taped all the time.
Yes, too, or toilet papered or something.
It's caution tape right now.
Okay.
And the poor girls, I'm so sorry. You don't even get credit because I don't know which boy you're doing it for.
No, there's too many boys in the house. You need to put a name and identify.
Please like leave a note and say this was done by class 5 girls or like whatever.
Can you imagine if my son tried to sneak up
no.
in his truck he's to caution to tape it. A house?
He's going to have to push
it. Like, well, we all know who that was.
Oh my
Well, listen,
gosh.
I don't think I would tapping on the mic. Anyone still there? Because now that you've heard our kids are wearing gold chains and driving
loud trucks.
Would
you like some mentoring?
What do you want to know?
We know parenting is challenging. Well, if you're an employer, you understand how challenging it is to find and hire the right people. Now, Cynthia and I are here to help you with your parenting challenges. I want to connect you with Indeed for all your hiring challenges. They are the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed is a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They have streamlined hiring with powerful tools that you can find your matched candidates. With Instant Match, that's one of their tools, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. Now, one of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring so easy. Everything is right where you need it. They do the hard work for you. They will, like I said, match you with quality candidates instantly. And it is the only job site where you pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. It is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than any other job site, all of the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest in 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/DMA. The offer is good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/DMA. Just go to Indeed.com/DMA and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/DMA. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You have a listener question?
I do have a listener question. Here we go.
Hey, Heather. I am such a fan and a big supporter of your show and your books and all of the above. My question is, I have an 8-year-old daughter. I also have a 6-year-old daughter, but I seem to struggle with my 8-year-old daughter. She's 8 going on 18, and I struggle with how to talk to her and find respect in those moments that are difficult. So I would say communication, needing communication for my daughter. All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
I don't have girls. So yeah. I mean, I've had disrespectful kids, mm-hmm. and that's hard. Communicating is hard. But do you have thoughts on a daughter? I mean, 8, precious.
I mean, there's still – that's a thing that I totally hear you so loud and clear about the sassiness. And I think you're right on. I think you already answered your question. I think the response is key in that, because kids are going to be sassy, and they all have different temperaments. And so it's – how are we responding to that? And – the good news is, you said like going on 18. We just told you what it looks like legit to be going to 18. So
gird your loins.
It's gird your loins is exactly right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess what I would say, just meet them. Yeah, you said this earlier, but meet them where they are, you know, and let's not set up an artificial bar for our kids that they can't meet. And yeah, if they're sassy, then so often for me, I just have to walk away from a situation. Even with my older kids, I realize like there's a roller coaster out there, and you can get on the roller coaster or you can stay on the platform. I am not riding the ride anymore. I don't want to ride the ride. I'm too old for the ride. The ride comes to an end at some point, and then I feel dumb because I was screaming and acting like a maniac on the ride. But if I'm on the platform, you may go on the ride. You may go up and down and crazy, but I'm going to stay on the platform and I'm going to observe, and then I'm going to give you time to, you know, get it back together. And so I would just is so hard.
Well, it makes me think of like a guy that would come on the show a long time ago, Kirk Martin. He's Celebrate Calm. He was always saying you can only control yourself, right?
Right.
So
good.
This 8-year-old, you're as acting like an 18-year-old, which I'm curious, like exactly what behaviors she's exhibiting.
This person already feels better having heard what our kids are acting. She's like, never mind. Y'all need to be calling in.
Yes. Well, yes. Who can we call? But I'm thinking, okay, you can't control this 8-year-old. You can't say talk differently. I've tried it. Use a different tone. There have been times when I am trying to control even their tone. But I can control myself. My husband made this awareness. He was like, there's no situation with our kids where me adding intensity helps. Right? So as it's, I'm often the empathizer. You know, I said crying's my favorite. But that also means that I'm chameleon-like, and I will adapt to the person I'm with, including if they're fired up, I get fired up. And I have to manage myself and recognize, no, don't respond in like to how they are being. And model what you're wanting to come out of them, which is taking all of my energy. Like that takes a lot of awareness and a lot of time to just recognize, okay, this mom asks, how do I communicate? Well, think about how do you want your child to be, and then put all your energy into you doing that and model it. And I've seen some of the kids that were like the worst in early elementary school are the kindest as high schoolers. And it has everything to do with what I've seen with the parents, like being really sweet people. I think it's like the persistence of that. Because when they were little, I'm like, how are these kids so horrible and their parents are so lovely?
You didn't really think that.
I really did think that.
Okay, fine.
But I think, I mean, we were saying it earlier, like our kids being judged for that. And maybe it's just the parents are giving a little more leeway to let their kids be that sassy or talk that way and they're loving them through it and modeling what they want instead of like disrupting relationship by saying, be different.
And see, I love, well, a couple, practically speaking, back to what we talked about at the top. What are your kids seeing, listening, watching?
Oh, yeah,
totally. Step back to that. So, like, and it may be because if you're anything like me, parent of the year, I stick my youngest in front of the TV. That is time for me to do other things. I'm not watching the show with you. My husband watches with him. He's a saint. And I'm like, no, thank you, 8-year-old show. I'm not watching Camp Creation or whatever this thing is.
Does he watch Bluey? He used to.
Okay. But, I mean, you do kind of want to examine, practically speaking, examine. What are they hearing? What are they saying?
That's what I hate about YouTube.
Right. YouTube kids.
I feel like I can't know.
You don't know.
Like the other day, my 13-year-old was like, hey, I was watching this video. It was so sad. This girl flew all the way to Paris to surprise her boyfriend and she walks in and he's cheating on her. And I'm like, oh neat. What video were you watching again?
Right.
This is no.
No.
Mm-mm. I said, I feel like that's a bit of an adult situation. He's like, what's wrong with that? It was really sad. I'm like, again. That's an adult scenario.
Yeah.
But I didn't know because I feel like with YouTube, you just don't know.
Right.
Like, it's not like stick to these shows.
Totally.
But I think what you're saying, like, what are they exposed to?
What are they exposed to? And then how are you, and this is like, I am really speaking to myself. How do you speak in your home to others in your home or even outside of the home? And so I noticed like our house we think we're very funny. Maybe nobody else says. We all think we're funny. We fight over who's the funniest. We all think we're hilarious.
Yeah.
And we're sarcastic, like to say the least. And so I realize some of the things, like especially now as my kids are older, like when my son will say something, I'm like, no, sir, my older one. And then I realize like, he sounds just like me, literally just like me. But it's different because I know what my intention is and I know, and I'm the adult. And so I stop and I say, examine what the outside sources are that, and then examine the inside sources, right?
It's like we said earlier, you know, you don't want to take ownership of how your kids are turning out, like they're their own people. But at the same time, there is influence. Like it's the whole nature nurture thing.
Totally.
Like, does it matter? I remember a season with one of my nieces or nephews. I won't say because I don't want to give it away. But I just remember a season when the parents were like, this child is being super disrespectful.
Yeah.
We don't know why. And then they were like, oh my gosh, they keep watching these Disney shows where the kids talk back to the parents. And this child is literally imitating it.
Totally.
Which, this is why you and I are like banning SpongeBob. Because we're like, if you inundate yourself with this kind of, whatever goes in comes out. You can't control it. Like if I'm watching junky shows, I notice that it impacts my thinking.
For sure.
What I say. It's just natural.
Totally.
So it's like you do your best to create an environment. But I think sometimes we can go the other extreme where we're like bubble wrapping them and they have no exposure to anything.
Right. And they're going to.
I don't know that Smurfs was really like.
They're going to go to college. Let me assure you, I sent one to a very, very, very liberal college here. Liberal, and I don't mean, I'm not speaking politically, just in belief system.
Or just a public university.
Right. And she's seen it all. You know, like SpongeBob ain't nothing now, folks. And so how do you prepare them well for that? And those are the things. And so,
you're like creating a filter in them.
Right. Tricky. Yeah. You want to give them a good worldview. And I would say the other thing too is, I just really try so hard to build relationship with my kids. And if I'm on them all the time, was it Josh McDowell that said one time that rules without relationship
creates
rebellion, right?
Yeah.
Rules without relationship. And so like, yeah, at the end of the day, we said this in an early episode, like if it's a character issue, you got to dig in there and you got to get to the root of it. But the flip side of that is also, I would just say like, anytime you can build relationship over a role, then let's do it. And if I can, you know, like even now as my kids are older, instead of saying like, I don't like your voice, I'm going to take your car away or whatever, I'm going to drive your cherry bomb exhaust car myself. Thank you.
It's a carpool.
I'm going to take
the kindergartner.
Thank you. No, instead of doing that, to be able to step back and say, listen, I'm hearing this in your voice, or, you know, like this is coming off as disrespectful and I know you're not a disrespectful kid. And so what are we going to do about that? Like, let's, and so just trying to build some relationship. Hey, can I mention carpool since we're talking about carpool?
Since I brought it up, you and your cherry bomb in carpool.
I got some judgment at carpool the other day. You want to know why?
Because by the teachers or by other parents?
Teachers and parents, everybody. Okay. And so let me tell you why. We have a Jeep, like a real Jeep.
Oh, that's fun.
No, like an extra car?
Horrible. No, Heather, it's actually my car because my sweet husband, it doesn't matter why, we had the big SUV, the thing. Yeah. My husband's like, we need to get rid of it. We're starting to have trouble with it. And we couldn't, you know, you can't buy a new car right now, really. Like,
no. I mean, you're going to pay double for
You got to sell your house and maybe a kid and a kidney.
And your plane. I'm just kidding.
And my house in Colorado, I don't have. Yeah. Back to Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay. And so anyway, so my husband's like, I'm going to sell it. Well, he didn't realize we couldn't really buy a new one when he sold it. Cause he's like, do you know how much the new one? I'm like, Yeah. So now we have no car. So he's like, well, we're going to buy a Jeep just for a couple of months. It'll be fun. And then we'll figure it out. And so we did. And so I drove it and I cried the first time. I'm not kidding. It was so loud and bumpy. I cried a touch. Now, everyone listening, like if it's your extra car, have fun with it. But if you're living life in Dallas, Texas, driving a Jeep. So anyway.
With no top? Like it's an Jeep?
Well, no, it has a top. But so my children, so I drove it for like 2 weeks, cried, sent it to college with the daughter, and I'm driving her high school car. So that's kind of, that turned out weird. Anyway, she brings it home and these kids strip it down to nothing. It's like a go-kart when they're done. They take the doors off.
Yeah.
They take the top off.
Yeah.
By the way, when you take doors off of a car, do you know what you don't have any longer besides no doors? No mirrors.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you're like looking over your shoulder. It's all. So anyway, it's sad because you would be so cool in that car in high school. But by the time you can afford the car, you look ridiculous. Yeah. And so I was like, JB, my little was like, will you pick me up in the Jeep? And so I did. And so here I am like driving my Jeep. I look stupid as can be in this Jeep. No doors, no top. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to embrace it. So I'm playing like Boys of Summer or something. Yeah, I don't know. I'm totally. Like, it's summer. I'm going to do it. But when I drove through the carpool line, the teachers, like they go to open the door to let them in. There's no door to open. Just get in. And she's like, oh, where's this car seat? I'm like, that's what you're worried about? That there's not a booster seat in here? Because listen, there's no roof. There's no doors, lady. And I was like, oh yeah. And I just kind of, back to my kid having his basketball shoes on backwards, right? I don't know what happened. And so I said to he gets in, she's like, well, I hope he'll buckle. I want to be like, okay, yes ma'am,
we're gonna buckle the kid in. There's
so,
probably like them, like the airplane buckles, it goes over the shoulder double.
He got buckled and we weren't going that far, but
yeah, you're going across the street. Yeah.
Oh, the judgment, you guys. So I just want to share with you, if you see them,
there's nothing worse in our carpool line than if the line has moved forward and you had maybe dozed off or you're looking at your phone. Usually phone.
Carpool Chronicles. Maybe that's the next thing we're going to do. We're going to do Carpool Chronicles. Our friend Kay Wyma did.
She did it from the carpool.
From the carpool. And it was great for a while. She did some podcasts.
Yeah. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Now, as moms, I don't know about you, but in the summer, I'm a big fan of wearing dresses. And y'all know I love to rent a lot of my dresses. I have been so thankful for Honeylove. Not only do they have great shapewear that, y'all, they have revolutionized the compression technology. You don't feel like you're suffocating, but it's effective. They have a super power short that helps ladies sculpt and smooth your stomach, your thighs with just the right of compression, but it doesn't roll down. They have flexible boning on the side seams. I also have really, really, really loved their bras. I have their crossover bra in the white color, or they call it astral, and it becomes a great top to wear under maybe a lower cut, flowy dress. I have gotten compliments of, oh, I love that top you're wearing. Where'd you get that? I'm like, actually, that is my bra, and it's from Honeylove, and it's super comfortable. No underwire, but I feel like it's breathable in the summer, and also everything is where it needs to be. I've been wearing it a lot this summer. So if you want to go check it out and you want to try some amazing shapewear that is comfortable, great in this heat, that makes you look good, have confidence, and feel great, go check out Honeylove. Treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/DMA. And make sure you use our exclusive link to get that 20% off, honeylove.com/DMA. Anything else we need to share with these people, these fine people, on anything related to children?
Growing up, sassy, all the things. They're going to be sassy. And you know what? Here's the thing is just Don't make decisions on your kids based on their 13-year-old self or their 18-year-old self. Because listen, if people like judge me on my 18 or 16-year-old self, whatever, like You're just not your best self.
So it's not your best version. No. I remember, here's a story. I get a Christmas card from a gal I used to work with when I was a speech pathologist. And it's her and her two kids. And her daughter has blue hair in the picture.
Mm.
And this is what I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Mom embraced the blue hair season.
Let's go.
And what do you know? Next year, no blue hair. It was a 1 year blue hair experience. Like, it was an easy yes.
Easy yes.
Let her dye her hair blue. Mm-hmm. And it was, I had little kids at the time. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh gosh, man, what's going on with her daughter? Like now they call it emo stage. But yes. Like, I didn't mm-hmm. know that word. I was just thinking, oh man, she's really gone off the rails. She's got blue hair.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all smiling, connected.
You're like,
loving.
Why are you faking it blue hair?
Like, don't send out a Christmas card if your child has blue hair. No. She embraced it. And wouldn't you know,
the blue
fast forward, blue hair's done. And I'm like, it modeled to me, this yes. is okay to realize our kids are going to go through the seasons where they try some stuff out. My husband says all the time, he's just trying to figure out who he is.
So am I.
I'm trying to figure out who I am still.
I'm still 40 trying.
40 years old.
Oh, right. I mean, you slurred that right
I
over.
I slurred it.
I mean, I'm going to no tell idea. You who
you
we
think,
are.
You think I'm 41?
No, I don't think. I tell you who are. I'm a Dr. Pepper drinking, real deodorant wearing, chemical makeup, whatever. And I'm not saying,
doing essential oils when you're having a heart attack.
Right?
I'll tell you
that. For sure. But yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And I respect that mom. And you want to hide all the things. And maybe like that mom chose relationship. And yeah. So we can choose relationship. And there's a lot of places to do that. And I understand there's some place we got to draw the line. And there's, but I am.
Draw the line on SpongeBob.
I mean, that's the place, right? But as I get older and I look back, I'm like, you know what? There's far fewer places where there's far fewer hills I'm willing to die on now that I've been a mom 20 years than when I was a mom 4 or 5. So yeah. I say, bless it to first children. Like, yeah. Bless it. I'm sorry about that. That's on me. But literally, there's some places that, like, you know what? Let them wear their cowboy
gold
boots
chain.
To church.
Oh,
let them.
That stuff. The that church stuff. Outfits.
Let them.
My
let
boys have a church outfit.
Yeah.
That they wear every week.
Let them wear the
it's
Halloween
the exact
costume.
Same one. And I remember my husband recognizing for himself saying, man, why is it bothering me that they wear the totally. Same one? And he had to reconcile with himself. Yeah. That he was afraid other people would judge that we couldn't afford more than one outfit.
Then what? Yeah.
But it was more just like, they like it.
Who
it's
cares?
Easy. I could buy 7 more outfits. They're not going to wear them.
They're in church. Yeah.
And they're wear- there. There it is.
They're there.
They're at church.
They're at church, right?
Let's not look at someone's outfit if the body is in the church.
They got to be in the
building. Especially in the teen years. If they have a bad expression on their face, if they look annoyed, if they're there. They showed up. That
they
took a lot.
Up. And you just let them. You let them wear the Halloween costume before Halloween. And you let them wear the pajamas to whatever. And you let them wear a gold chain. And you know what? If they have their money and they want a cherry bomb exhaust system, then you shut it. And when it comes down the street, you're like, I am so sorry, everyone. But that was the easy yes right now because he isn't doing the other stuff.
And you don't get the call from the neighborhood association.
I probably will. But I'll be like, you know what? It's my easy yes. And we're moving.
Oh, love it. Thanks, y'all, again for joining us and for laughing with us, hopefully. It's a wild ride, you know? And I don't know, as I'm recording this outro, I have one child in Poland and one child in Bulgaria, both my teens. And my hope and prayer is getting a little perspective of the world will help them cast a vision for life beyond the teen years. I feel like that happens when we get a global view. And I'm curious what God is teaching them through these experiences. I'm going to pray for us again as we parent and to grow our relationships, which start with our own hearts and minds. So, Lord, I know for myself, a lot of my challenge when it comes to external behaviors or disrespect is fear. And I pray, Lord, that you would calm my own heart to be reminded of the victory that's already been won in Christ, that the game is not over yet, but it has been won, and that I can stand firm and believe truth when my mind wants to project into the future of what a current behavior could mean for my child. I pray for the mom listening right now that whatever that behavior is that is concerning to her, that she could rest in the fact that her child is still growing, that there is still a lot of room for redemption, and that you are with her, that you would calm any fears, especially if they're related to future projections, that you could be her present help and stay. And Lord, that we would lean on you more than our own understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. A lot of what I just prayed comes from looking at a book that I did an interview with Sissy Goff on called The Worry-Free Parent. And that episode is going to come out in August after this Summer of Mentorship series. So still doing lots of good work, getting ready for y'all for heading into the school year. But we're not there yet. It's still July. I hope y'all are enjoying. Well, it's tricky, right? It's tricky. There's a little bit of we're happy to have a change in schedule, but also there's just not a lot of structure. So I'm putting it in quotation marks. Enjoy your summer as best you can. And we will see you back here next week. 2 more weeks of summer mentorship. If y'all want discussion questions to discuss with your people, remember I put those in my email that goes out on Tuesdays, a little note from me with what I'm loving. And you can sign up for that at olaheather.com, Ola with an H like Heather. Or you can just sign up to lead a podcast club. There's no commitment. Like, we're not going to check in on you. But if you want to have some more support, a guide on how to, you know, lead groups well and set good guidelines for discussion with the moms in your group, just go to heathermcfadyen.com/join and you'll end up joining our Facebook group for podcast club leaders. And you can find community there with other leaders and just a little more support. All right. I'll meet you back here next week. Adios.